This is Valley Edition. While the city of Fresno tries to figure out what to do about discolored water at a number of homes in northeast Fresno, some residents there are already taking drastic steps. Valley Public Radio's Jeffrey Hess visits with one home under heavy construction.
On a normal day, the first thing you notice when you enter the home of Faith and Buzz Nitschke is the dozens of antique clocks quietly ticking away. But that is not the case on this day.
They'll pull this bathtub, they'll come over to here, and then, as you can see, we've cut holes here, and they'll rip this out, and then the lines will come in here, and this gives them access to the new lines.
On this day, the otherwise calm home of the retirees is beset by three plumbers doing their best to walk on the concrete path laid down to protect the carpet.
And there's lots of, there are times when it sounds like a total construction zone, because you can see there are three or four of them, and there's pounding in the attics, and they're in the walls, and they're in another room, and they're all over, and they're all going at the same time. And then there are two other guys that show up.
Nitschke and his wife live in one of the northeast Fresno homes that's been experiencing discolored water. The problems all began when the city switched from groundwater to treated surface water in 2004. The switch triggered corrosion in galvanized pipes in many homes that release built-up minerals, leading to water with a yellowish-red tint. For a decade, the couple just lived with the water, until they saw news reports that some of that water might test positive for lead. Their water has not been tested, but they aren't taking any chances and have decided to redo the plumbing in their two-decade-old home.
We said, the pipes and everything that you're taking out, they don't look that bad, and they really don't. I have a couple outside, and you can look, and they look pretty good. But anyway, the bottom line is, he says it's not there. It's the pipes that are under your slab that are really throwing off all the rust and everything. And you just abandon all that stuff.
By abandon all that stuff, Buzz means opening holes in the wall, dragging new plastic plumbing pipe through the ceiling, then to every faucet, toilet, and shower in the house. In this case, that's the job of brothers Floyd and Justin Powell.
Hey, Floyd. You're going to have to give me a piece from up there down. We'll have to crimp a 90 on it.
In between yelling at his brother, who's crawling around the attic, Justin says dragging the colorful blue and red pipes through the ceiling and in the walls is time-consuming and destructive, but not particularly difficult. He says using plastic pipes and running the system through the ceiling has become common practice.
Well, most of all the houses and everything, all the water's overhead now instead of underneath the, in the foundation. What'd you say?
Hey.
Ah!
Another of other plumbers have also told Valley Public Radio that using galvanized pipe has fallen out of favor. The city of Fresno has since banned it. It's impossible to tell how many homeowners are following in Nitschke's footsteps since they are not required to file permits with the city. Buzz says repiping will cost thousands.
12 to 18. I think we're going to be a little bit higher on the 18 end only because some of the complications.
The condition of the water has become a central issue in the Fresno mayoral campaign. Both candidates have tussled over who's responsible for the discolored and, on a few occasions, lead-contaminated water. More than 700 homes have been tested, but just over 100 had lead above the federal safety standards. And of that, just 10 were kitchen sinks where most people get their drinking water. They're also fighting over how far the city should go to assist homeowners like Buzz and Faith Nitschke. Experts hired by the city attest that water is getting to the homes clean, meaning the problem is in the pipes in the homes. They say they're adjusting chemicals in the water in an effort to address the issue. Still, Buzz believes the city should be paying for at least part of this work, saying while he's able to afford the repairs, others, like young newlyweds, cannot. He also argues that paying for the fix could be an investment against future problems when the currently under-construction Southeast Surface Water Treatment Plant opens.
If you were to spend $3 or $4 million to repipe this end and then get the pipes out and study them and see if you can figure out what to do, I think for them it would have been a lot smarter, money well spent.
But that is the catch for city leaders. Offering to repipe homes wouldn't be a few million dollars. Even if just half the roughly 15,000 homes receiving water from the Northeast Surface Water Treatment Plant ask for the city to pay for their repiping, the total would be more in the neighborhood of $100 million. For Valley Public Radio News, I'm Jeffrey Hess.